At the beginning of July, the Sonoma County Human Rights Commission published a 40-page report titled Human Rights Violations in Santa Rosa, California, Policing the Black Lives Matter Protests. The report alleges numerous violations by law enforcement against protesters. KRCB's Addie White spoke with Commission Chair Demetra Smith. Smith describes the tactics used by police and how the commission evaluated them.
Folks that read the report will notice that we cited three different documents. So one is the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Another one is the Standards for Less Lethal Use of Force that just came out from the UN in July, as well as the standard treatment for prisoners in detention. So those are the documents that we're looking at with regard to human rights violations. So what we found was the use of military-grade weaponry, whether that's tear gas, rubber bullets, sting ball grenades. As I mentioned, that's the weapon that was used on Marcus Red Bear Martinez, who was an unarmed native Pomo protester. Another tactic that was used is kettling, where a group of protesters is forced into a smaller and smaller area at the same time as they're being given an order to disperse. So tear gas being used where there are minors and families present. And then disproportionate aggression towards Black, Latinx, and Indigenous protesters. And then going on into the booking process, officers insinuating which female protesters they would like to engage in sexual relationships with. Folks being placed into detention with convicted prisoners who had committed violent crimes or had mental health issues. That is not legal under the standard definition of treatment for prisoners. Social distancing didn't happen. Denial of medical treatment, just on and on.
And Police Chief Navarro released a statement shortly after the report was released expressing disappointment that the police department wasn't involved, saying, quote, "It's disappointing that a document titled as comprehensive would admit and not even request information from the Santa Rosa Police Department regarding the protests. Can you tell us to what extent the police department was involved when writing this report?"
Sure. Well, first of all, the title of the report is not a comprehensive human rights report. That's the title of the subject of the email that was sent out with the press release. The title of the report is Human Rights Violations in Santa Rosa, California, Policing the Black Lives Matter Protests. Initially, once the commission was contacted by some of the more high-profile injured protesters, we were successful in brokering a meeting with Mayor Schwedhelm and Chief Navarro, and really that was an opportunity to present accounts of what had happened to the city of Santa Rosa and SRPD so that they were fully aware of the abuse. After we had that meeting, the plan was to go back and have a follow-up with the protesters, come up with a list of demands and present that. Because of the volume of incidents and the seriousness of the incidents, we informed the mayor and the police chief that our intention was to compile everything into a larger report and submit it to them as well as the public. We informed them that we would be going through this report on July 10th and that we would be voting on it in our meeting and that it would be released. There was no response to those emails, so there wasn't a request to view the report before it went out. We really felt like we did our due diligence in letting them know that this report was going to come out, but we really felt that the public had a right to know.
That was Demetra Smith, chair of the Sonoma County Human Rights Commission. You can hear the full interview, plus read the Santa Rosa Police Chief Ray Navarro's response to the report at norcalpublicmedia.org.